Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And good morning, I'm Jeff Bossert. And for Dave Dickey this week with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report, let's take a look at the current trade out of Kansas City. Winter wheat right now for September 2013, 7.02 1/4, that's unchanged. December, 7.15 1/4, that's down 3/4. Chicago, September wheat, 6.58 1/4, down 2.5. December, 6.69 1/2, down 3.25. A lot of movement there. September corn, 5.38 3/4, down 2.25. December, 4.94 1/2, down 6.25. March corn, 5.07, down 6. May, 5.15, down 5.75. July 2014 corn, 5.20 1/4, down 6.75. August beans, 14.79 1/4, up 10. September beans, 13.17 3/4, that's up 1.5. November, 12.62 3/4, down 2.5. January, 12.68 1/2, down 2.5. August bean meal, 4.76.20, up 5.80. September bean meal, 4.18.10, up 90. August bean oil, 45.54, that's up 2 cents. September bean oil, 45.56, down a penny. August live cattle, 121.57 1/2, down 52.5. October, 125.80, down 67.5. August feeder cattle, 152 even, that's down 12.5. September feeder cattle, 155.32 1/2, up 27.5. August lean hogs, 96.32 1/2, down 30. October lean hogs, 85.27 1/2, that's down 35. In a few minutes, we'll get an opening look at the markets with Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. But right now, a feature for this week on the Mid-Morning and Closing Market Report, it's Todd Gleason with Trading Terms.
Our term of the day is margin. The initial margin requirement is the amount of money required to be collateralized in order to take a position in the marketplace. Thereafter, the amount required to be kept in collateral until the position is closed is the maintenance requirement. The maintenance requirement is the minimum amount to be collateralized in order to keep an open position. Now, it's generally lower than the initial requirement. This allows the price to move against the margin without forcing a margin call immediately after the initial transaction. Margin call, when the margin posted in the margin account is below the minimum margin requirement, the broker or exchange issues a margin call. The investors now either have to increase the margin, the amount of money they have deposited, or close out their position. They can do this by selling the securities, options, or futures if they are long and buying them back if they are short. But if they do none of these, then the broker can sell their securities to meet the margin call. If a margin call occurs unexpectedly, it can cause a domino effect of selling, which will lead to other margin calls, and so forth, effectively crashing an asset class or a group of asset classes. This situation most frequently happens as a result of an adverse change to the market value of the leveraged asset or contract. It could also happen when the margin requirement is raised, either due to increased volatility or due to legislation. In extreme cases, certain securities may cease to qualify for margin trading. In such case, the brokerage will require the trader to either fully fund their position or to liquidate it. And that is the definition of margin.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining me now on the phone to talk about the markets, Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He's in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff.
What are we seeing this morning? What stands out for you in the numbers?
Well, I guess from my vantage point, from an analytical mindset, as well as, and probably more importantly, from the producer-client mindset, Jeff, I think the futures trade has bought into the wetter, cooler American model for the corn prices, with us going down to getting to within about 3.5 cents of the major low there at 490. And I say that from a standpoint that more and more producer clients are calling and saying they're probably losing yield at this point, especially top-end yield, and if these rains don't come through, this weekend and again early next week, they're probably going to have some irreversible yield damage. And I think that matches up with the analysis that when you're down in this 490, 495 level, you're probably trading close to a 2.1 or 2.2 billion bushel corn ending stocks number for the United States. And so the trade, I think, going into the weekend is taking most, if not all, of the weather premium out of the December futures. And I think that could bode for some fireworks on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday time frame.
Yeah, I mean, weather for a while was kind of uncertain. We weren't quite sure about the rain, and I guess with the exception of areas to the west, and not such a bad pick outlook right now.
Well, and you bring up a big, big point. When the crop conditions ratings at the start of the week came out, we saw several key states drop substantially in good to excellent. 9 points in Kansas, 9 points in Ohio. So I started going back and looking at where we were in 2011 versus this year, obviously throwing out last year because of the historic drought. And I found it very interesting that we're no better off in Kansas than we were in 2011, not much, but actually below where we were in 2011 for Missouri. We're right at the same point in Minnesota. And believe it or not, in 2011, the Iowa corn ratings, good to excellent, were 80, and we came in this week under 60. 2011, we had a 147.2 yield. So I think that's where I think the discount for the weather is being priced in, because if we see another big drop on Monday's crop ratings, that would put most of the states down around the 2011 levels for mid-July, and I think that would suggest you're probably less likely to get a 160 yield, more likely to head towards a 150 level.
The Associated Press this morning said signs of an improvement in the economy, with oil prices now at $108 a barrel, the highest since March of last year.
Yeah, you're getting fund flows definitely into the U.S. equities, and you're getting fund flows also into the energies. And I think the energies also have a geopolitical bend to them with what's going on in the Middle East, and probably, I would guess, a $4 to $5 premium per barrel here in West Texas Intermediate crude for what's happening in Egypt and Syria. But I think this is a key point that as we get towards we're now at the half point of the year, as we get towards the end of the second quarter, first of the third quarter, and we're in that window right now, we tend to see some money shifting. And I think that's where not too long down the road, with the funds being extremely net short commodities as a whole, you'll probably see a push back, especially after Bernanke's testimony this week, which kind of made me feel like he's a little bit more worried about inflation than he is deflation at this point, because of what you bring up, that the economy seems to really be coming back.
Anything else you're looking at overseas?
I think the big thing to watch here is how we close out the week. And, you know, we've got the Dease corn at that 490 support level. If we don't take that out, I think that's a good sign. If we take that out, then the next level of support would be down around 480 and three quarters. That goes back to November 23rd of 2010 level for that Dease future. So weekly closes are always very important, but Sunday night, Monday are probably the big times for the markets.
What else are you looking out for in the next few days?
Well, I think the livestock sector is seeing a little bit of a pullback today. We've had a very slack cash market this week for the most part in both cattle and hogs. Exports, beef exports, very strong. Pork exports, very weak. So watching the hog complex very closely to see if we can't get one more push up in August futures before getting some additional hedges in place.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day, sir.
Mike Zuzulo, he's with Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Taking a look now at the current tick from winter wheat, and again in Kansas City, September 701, down 1 1/4. September wheat, Chicago 666 and 3/4, up 1/4. September corn 539, down 2. December 494 and 3/4, down 6. March corn 507.5, down 5.5. May 2014, 514 and 3/4, down 6. August beans 1481 1/4. That's up 12. September 1319 and 3/4, up 3.5. November 1265 1/4, down 0.5. January 2014, 1270 1/4, down 3/4. August bean meal 47740, up 7. August bean oil 4555, up 3 cents. August live cattle 121.75, down 35. August feeder cattle 151.90, down 17.5. And August lean hogs 96.40, down 22.5. Hot and humid conditions today, becoming partly sunny. A slight chance of rain, the high around 95 degrees. Heat index readings up to 100 to 105. Right now, 86 degrees on French Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. The time is coming up on 10 o'clock Central Time.